Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I would not go that far, Trev.
Hey, with all due respect to the record-setting 2007 Patriot offense, can you make the case that this year's balanced attack might be more problematic for opposing defensive coordinators, Tom?
Well, I'll tell you, we're doing such a great job, you know, gaining yards in the run game and our efficiency there when we hand it off in terms of yards per attempt and so forth. And I think it's putting a lot of pressure on the defense. So, you know, we just got to be able to continue to do it. It's all about consistency and really being able to do it when it counts. So I thought, you know, we made some huge runs there at the end of the game to really run the clock out. You know, Brandon did a good job in there. Steven ran hard all day. Shane's, you know, had a critical pass interference call against him, and Woody a couple of huge. It's great to get contribution from everybody, I'll tell you that.
Was what we saw yesterday a step above, in terms of speed, a hurry-up offense? I mean, like an Uber hurry-up or a warp-speed offense? What would you call that, Tom? Because it was faster than what we've seen in the past.
Well, we were moving pretty quick. You know, I think we were trying to just keep the pressure on them and to try to get them to line up and make their call. And, you know, I thought we did a good job of that. So, you know, it once again, it's trying to keep them off balance, trying to keep our tempo really high so that, you know, that forces them to get lined up as quickly as they can to be in the right spot. And you know, we got a 12-man on the field at one point.
Yeah.
You know, there were some creases in the run game because of snapping the ball pretty quickly. It was good. It was a good day.
Can you do that next week in Seattle in that environment, or does it have to change completely because it's just too loud to make the kind of adjustments you made yesterday?
Well, the communication is different on the road. It's, you know, there's a little bit more of a challenge, especially in a place like Seattle where I've never played there, but I heard it's, you know, pretty loud. So, but we played in plenty of loud environments. You know, we played in Baltimore and ran a lot of no huddle. We played in Buffalo last week, ran a lot of no huddle. You know, it's not something that we can't do. You know, we just try to figure out what we think is going to work the best, and that's what we try to do. So we're never really locked into one particular mode. It's just more of a matter of how we feel we need to attack them.
Do you, in practice, we were talking about this earlier, can a defense get a simulation of a real no-huddle, a real hurry-up offense, or is it impossible? Does this take them by surprise when they face it on Sunday?
Joe May said it did.
Well, I think there's a few, you know, there's a few times where we get them. I tell you, it's hard for us to practice it offensively because you're trying to get a, you know, certain defensive looks that you're actually going to go against. But, you know, sometimes when we snap the ball, there really is no look that we've gone against because, you know, they're trying to get lined up and we're trying to snap the ball. So, you know, some guys, you know, there's a lot of blocking on the run where guys are just, you know, going toward where they're supposed to go, and then they pick up something that they see. But, I mean, it's tough to defend. I mean, I know our defense sees a lot, and they have a hard time with us sometimes, you know, getting their substitutions in, getting their calls. So I know when it works against our defense, and we have a very smart defense, then I know that we're doing something right.
Tom, I got a couple of procedural questions, one about practice and one about actually game experience here. And in practice, when you run this ultra hurry-up thing going on, do you have the radio helmet on, and do you practice with Josh in your ear telling you as it would simulate a game situation, or do you not do it that way?
We always do that. Josh always has his coach to quarterback in practice, and we use them all the time.
Okay, now in the game, are the calls that you're making as they're sort of wandering around and getting lined up, would they be the same words out of your mouth as if you were huddled up, or are they abbreviated versions of what you'd be saying in a huddle?
Sometimes both. I think sometimes both where, you know, there's sometimes where we're trying to go really quick and you know, I don't need to say as much. And there's other times where we want to say a lot so everyone really can hone in on the certain play. I mean, I think there's definitely both.
And correct me if I'm wrong. When you're going at that speed, there is more chance for error, is there not, of somebody mishearing or misunderstanding or miscommunication or not pulling the play off than there would be if you were in the regular huddle, correct?
Well, I mean, there could be, potentially. I think I always tell the guys, if you don't know what I'm saying, you got to let me know.
Right.
Because I'd rather have 11 guys on the same page than go fast and have 9 of 11 guys on the same page.
And there is no snap count, is that right? It's like first word for me? Because if you're standing up and saying on 3, obviously the defense is standing right there too. They know what the snap count would be.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have code words for everything. So, you know, if it was on three, you may say
lasso, jag, orange, cougar. I understand cougar. I didn't get the other three though.
Yeah, or you might say the Larry Bird, you know, for his number.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
got it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know.
And when you want Gronk to block a guy, you say, hey, Gronk, block the end.
Gronk, yeah, Gronk, Von Miller.
I figured out that part. Hey, tell us, we often hear when quarterbacks are assessing the defense and they're in the no huddle, they look, maybe send a guy in motion. If a DB goes with them, you know it's man. Or obviously you know how many DBs are on the field, you can tell that. But what else are you looking for? I mean, what are your keys when you're scanning the defense and making your call at the line?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I get that question, and they say, well, what do you look at? And I say, well, I kind of look at everything. I mean, you look at how deep the safeties are, where the corners are playing, the leverage of the corners, you know, obviously how they're defending, you know, the slot receiver,
right.
You know, where the linebackers are, how are they balanced up to the formation? Do we have any advantageous looks to run the ball? I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it's at this point, it's like saying when you're driving down the street, what are you looking at?
Right, right.
You know, well, I'm looking in my, you know, front. I'm looking in the side mirrors. I'm looking, you know, at the radio. I'm looking in my rear view.
You should have been looking to the left a couple of years ago.
It's like asking a professional golfer, what are you thinking just before you, you know, swing? And they go, I don't know. I just hit.
No, that's funny. I asked Billy Andrade that. It was so funny. I was out at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. I, of course, had about 13 things going through my head before I swing. I said, Billy, you know, when you stick, you know, when you're ready to hit the ball, like, what are you thinking about before you hit the ball? He says, Tom, when I put that little peg in the ground, I don't think.
Yeah.
He said, that is my problem.
Hey, when you, how do you know when the coverage on Welker will be advantageous? Obviously, you like him when a linebacker is on him, and just a linebacker.
Of course.
Can you tell that? Or, I mean, or can defenses disguise double coverage on Welker? Did they do that yesterday at all?
Yeah. I think sometimes they do, and they do a good job of it. Is, you know, sometimes I think it's one-on-one on Wes, and the ball snapped, and the guy on Wes will play some type of maybe outside leverage, and he'll funnel him back into his help inside, you know. So, you know, if Wes has an outside breaking route, you know, based on when that's called in the huddle, you know, that guy's got leverage on Wes on the outside, and he's forcing him inside to where, you know, somebody's kind of waiting for him, so... You know, when you do that, you can only rush three or four guys. You know, at the same time, everyone else is man-to-man. So, you know, that's when other guys got to make some plays. It's, you know, if you decide to put two guys on one guy, then that's matchups for everybody else. And I think part of our offense and what we're trying to do is really spread the ball around enough where you can't get a beat on that.
Hey, I know you don't know what's going to happen in the future, but the general assumption around here, Tom, is that Welker is gone after this year. Can someone step in and do what he does? Is he a unique talent, at least as far as you're concerned, in the way you and he play so well together?
Well, I think, you know, it really is a credit to Wes. Is, you know, he hasn't talked about any of that or mentioned any of that. I mean, he's been so focused on this season, you know, and I never know what the future holds. I mean, this is a crazy game, and, you know, I think we appreciate what we have now because, you know, the truth is we don't know if there is a next year. And the only thing that's important to us is this year because it's the only thing we can really make a difference on. So, I mean, I know we all have goals about, you know, and I certainly do, and I know Wes does. And we'd all love to be here for as long as possible. It's just not always the way things work out. But, you know, we're here this year, and what we can do about it this year is to go out and give everything we can because you know, that's what the fans deserve. That's what, you know, that's what everyone deserves. Is for us to get our best.
Hey, I know, and most people know, the basic advantages of that hurry up. It makes the defense second-guess themselves. They're not in the right positions. They can't substitute, and they get tired. My question to you is, why does the defense playing against a hurry up get tired, but your offense does not?
Well, because, I mean, part of it is that's how we practice, and that's how we play, so you get in pretty good condition.
Okay.
I'd say, you know, it's hard for, you know, another team to do that. You just don't realize, man, oh, God, we ran 50 plays in the first half.
Right, right.
You know, there's not many times where a defense ran 50 plays in the first half.
Hey, I know there are third down conversions, such as third and one or third and two, and then there are third down conversions, such as third and 14 or 17. As a quarterback, when you're watching the defense and you're looking into their eyes after you just converted a third and 17, do you see more devastation, more I don't know, disappointment in their faces based on the fact that you just converted a third and 17 with a run, by the way, as opposed to just, you know, somehow making a third and one?
Yeah, and we talked about that. I mean, we talked about, you know, when they, in their long yards grouping, sometimes they like to try to confuse the quarterback, and they put a lot of coverage players on the field, and a lot of those coverage players are little guys.
Mm-hmm.
So when we decide to hand it off, it's really just a matter of, you know, we have matchups in size, getting up on those guys and blocking them. And, you know, Danny, when he gets that ball like he did yesterday, when he creased the line of scrimmage, you know, he's pretty low to the ground, and he runs low, and it's hard to find him. So, you know, it's almost like a punt return at that point. Mm-hmm. He's got a wall of blockers in front of him, and he just squirted through there and really made a huge conversion for us. I mean, that was as big a play as there was in the game yesterday.
A fourth and five, any thought, any talk of a quick kick? I'm sure you lobby for that. That looks like a fun thing for a quarterback to do, and you've done it before. Did you want to try it?
We didn't talk about it yesterday. I mean, we talked about, you know, going for that, and, you know, we thought we had a good opportunity. We just didn't execute very well.
You liked the play before it got blown up?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the play we had on. You know, I thought they just did a good job covering it. And, you know, we talk about that situation, needing to convert in that situation, and, you know, that was one of the ones that really kind of let us down yesterday.
Hey, going forward, does this offense, I mean, I know it's hard to say getting better, it could get better than it was yesterday, but don't all these young guys, isn't everyone just kind of figuring it out? Not maybe you and Wes and Logan, but I mean, these young guys, Bolden and Ridley and new guys, Brandon Lloyd, aren't they going to get better and more in tune with what you're trying to do as time goes on?
Yeah, well, over the course of the season, that's what we're trying to build on. I think, you know, Coach said it, you know, in September, he said, we got to get better. Whether you win or lose, you got to get better, because every team's making improvements. And the longer we play together, the more of an identity that we find in our offense, the better we're going to be when it matters the most. And it all matters from here on out. I mean, there's no game that's not important. We've, you know, there's only 16 of them, and, you know, we're against some pretty stiff competition. And, you know, we lost to Arizona in a very close game, and we lost to Baltimore in a close game, and, you know, we don't have much margin for error. So as we improve, we got to win. And, you know, we can't, you know, have a bad week of practice and then go out and have a bad game. And then you go, man, all right, now let's get back to what we need, doing what we need to do. No, that's the urgency now. And look, we beat a very good team in Denver, but we got a very good team in Seattle that we're going to play on the road. And, you know, what we got to do is we got to have our best game of the year in order to beat these guys. So, you know, 4-2 is a hell of a lot better than 3-3. And, you know, for us to accomplish that, we have to really put together our best this week.
Tom, for years and years now, this team has been looked at as a passing offense first and foremost, unbalanced to that end. And now recently, in fact, yesterday, 54 rushing plays, 31 passes. You've gone to balanced and now almost to unbalanced the other way. Is there a chance that we've had this tipping point where you're going to be more of a run-oriented team than a pass-oriented team, or is that a week-to-week deal?
I think it's whatever is working.
Yeah.
You know, I think to have the flexibility to do both. I mean, there's times where we've thrown it more than that. You know, but when you're ahead and you can control the tempo of the game by running it, that's what you got to do.
Yeah. Hey, a lot was made of you and Peyton and your rivalry and your friendship. Are you guys really friends? I mean, do you call them up and talk?
I think there's, I mean, we have no problem doing it if we want to. I mean, I think there's, you know, he's got a busy life, I got a busy life, he's got his thing going, I do too. But, you know, when we see each other, I mean, we definitely enjoy being around one another, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's, you know, he does things the right way. So, I mean, he's a hell of a quarterback. I mean, he played a great game yesterday. I mean, that's only his fifth game with a new team.
Right,
so
right.
You can expect them to improve as well. And they're going to be, they're going to be someone to deal with, you know, all season, you know, throughout the AFC. So, you know, they're tough. They got a very good team, and certainly, you know, Peyton playing at the level that he does, they're going to be in every game they play.
I was going to ask you, at the brief exchange at the end, did you say see you in January? Because they're going to win their division, too. You guys are both going to win your divisions. Is a good chance you will see them again?
See, I love the way you think. You just, I mean, screw it. Let's just go straight to the postseason, right?
Okay, you watch the Jets.
I wish it was that easy. We got, you know, there's so much that can happen. I mean, and we got, obviously, you know, a lot of work to do as a team. And you know, we always talk about Thanksgiving is when the season starts. And we're a long ways from that. So there's a lot that can happen. And I hope we just keep making improvements, getting better every week. And the players, the younger players, you know, continue to gain experience. And, you know, the veteran players continue to lead and play well. And that's what we're going to need here for, you know, the next 11 weeks.
Tom, final question for me, and we circle all the way back and reconnect with the hurry up and the no huddle. Does John Wooden's famous admonition to his players, be quick, don't hurry, apply to the way you guys are trying to play football offensively?
I think that's exactly right. You know, that's there's no question that's what it's about is, you know, being quick out there and means everyone being on the same page and snapping the ball as fast as we can with everyone knowing what they're doing. You know, if you start hurrying and playing out of control, you can't play that way. And certainly we can't. So, you know, everyone has to know what they're doing. Everyone has to, you know, understand the concept of the play and be able to react to something that we didn't necessarily practice as well. Because sometimes they fall into a play.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to be able to overcome those, making those third and 14s, making those third and 17s, making those third and 12s. And those are the critical points in the game. So the hurry up's important, but so is third down. So is getting the ball in the red area. So is turnovers. I mean, those are all a big part of what we're doing. And, you know, in the games that we've won, you know, we've done a decent job at those things.
And if it requires the quarterback saying, hey, Gronk, watch the end, then it requires that to get done, right?
I'll do whatever it takes. And I know Gronk will too.
Did he figure that code out? Everything
I got that part down. Yeah, I got that down.
You guys come up with some. Give it to me next Monday.
All right. Congratulations on the win. Good luck in preparation for Seattle. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.